All right, gentlemen. Chuck will be here in just a second. Do you want to start, or what are we going to do?
Well, is the collector going to come down? I talked to Sheila. She said she was going to.
Okay.
Here. I can get started without.
Let's. Yeah, here, guys. Would you put this one microphone between you? That way we can make sure. And then let me see where Sheila is.
Okay.
I think Gary wants to go see check out.
Yes. Okay.
Jim. Gary wants to go see
out. Okay.
We got to carry that out.
Yeah, because he sat on it just now.
Let me get this paper here.
It's warranty.
But where does it go to the end of the...
Probably Linda's office.
Or maintenance right there.
Oh, is there maintenance right there? Is maintenance in the hallway?
Maintenance in the hallway? But Sheila wasn't here yet, so we had to wait, kind of waiting for her. So.
Yeah. I guess we'll go ahead and get started, I guess. I'm Sam Ulrich. That's Brett Ulrich and Kyle Ulrich, my two sons. Basically, we're a family-owned corporation.
Okay.
And here's a little bit about us. We're located in Springfield, which, you know, it's nice and close. The company was founded in 1990, and we specialize in software for county government. We currently have 21 Missouri counties with our software installed. Like I said, we're a family-owned corporation. We specialize in custom coding to match customers' requests. A lot of vendors don't really get into that much, but we do that quite a bit. We have personal property, real estate tax administration, and mass appraisal CAM systems, which have been approved by the tax commission. And we have quite a few different applications available. We do personal and real estate tax administration, the CAM appraisal system, railroad utilities, we do that. We have a financial accounting system, fixed assets, recorder deeds, and the prosecuting attorney system. So we basically do all that software. We have off-site backup available in Springfield at the underground. I understand you used to do that, but I guess you do it at the mountain now. So we can do it, you know, wherever. We do custom web page development. And we have some software where we do auto-abstracting, which I think Sheila might be interested in. I don't know if she does that. But basically, we send a list of taxpayers' information off to the mortgage companies, the bigger ones, and they go in and flag those, and then they send it back, and we can abstract all the tax records, which saves quite a bit of time for the collector. And the abstract company website, we've set that up for the different appraisers where they can get in and look records up, basically, which saves a lot of time, too. It's a nice service. Like I said, it's approved by the State Tax Commission. The nice thing about our software is the assessor, collector, and clerk share tax records in a fully integrated database. So everything's tied together since we're one vendor. So you don't have the collector out there on with a different vendor, the assessor with the vendor, and trying to get everything to mesh. So basically, you just have to put the data in one time, and everybody shares the data.
What
so,
database do you guys use?
We use Informix and MySQL.
And so that avoids the transferring of data between offices, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And it's in an online, real-time environment. It avoids conflicts between separate software systems, which I just said, and you got the seamless interface to the mass appraisal list, avoiding all that. And we do basically all this information here, and I think, Kyle, why don't you go ahead and we'll get into the presentation and actually show you some of this.
Okay, the software is all web-based, so it can be run pretty much from any browser or any operating system.
And right now we're on Platte County. We're over the internet. We're live on their server. So this is actually live information. This isn't a canned demo or anything. This is live information you're looking at. We've had the system in there for 3 years. They're first-class county like you are.
Uh-huh.
So basically, we've addressed all the issues for a first-class county. And we converted Equitech. They were the vendor that was in there. And I think initially Brenda wrote some of your software, so I mean it wouldn't be too difficult to convert it. So, but we converted that whenever we did the setup on the system.
I'll go ahead and start out kind of showing you guys some of the personal property screens and kind of what they do there. This is basically a query screen that can run any queries. It'll do drop downs while you type. It'll show everything that's in the system for Williams County MA. And they have over a million vehicle rows out there in the database, so they're a pretty large county. And what that'll do, since I pull up William Marion's, it shows 1 of 7 in the query. We just rolled them over for 2010 so they can do their name and address changes. So you can go through the records, which is nice. You can look at the previous years really easily. So there's 09. And up here it'll show you, you can update the records, so you can make your changes, update the record. It has all the drop downs for all the vehicles. You know, your make, model, body. It comes right out of the state book that is provided to us. All the reports that come off the system are PDFs. So as soon as that generate that report and attach the vehicles that quickly to that account. And then all you have to do, you can, attach it to email, print it off, do whatever you want since it's a PDF. And they do that on a lot of businesses up there. They have a lot of business personal that request several years back or request, the assessment sheet to be emailed to them, and they can email it right from here, which is really nice. The report current will just show a current report of what's on the system for that year. The report selection will, whatever's in the query mode, since there's 7 years in the query mode, if you run a report selection, it'll show all 7 years out there. So they can go back and email, they can go back and email previous years, which is helpful for them. They have add your vehicle, which is when they're in a certain year, they can automatically mark certain years and it'll automatically roll the vehicles over and buy them, so they don't have to re-enter them.
That saves a lot of time. That's a nice feature.
Mm. And they got memos. They got options where you can pull up. We scan in their images there. So when the assessment sheets come in, they run through the scanner. The scanner automatically tie the account off the barcode back to the actual account on the computer. Another thing that they have there, they have a check if it's same as last year. And when it goes through the scanner, it'll actually read that box right there.
Okay.
And they will never have to touch a sheet. There was 13,000 sheets that they got automatically filed without them having to handle it.
Out of how many?
They have about 50,000 sheets.
Okay.
So automatically valued that many. They also have online filing here for personal property, and we're one of the only vendors. I think we are the only vendor in the state that offers that. We have 2 counties that do the online filing, and I'll show you guys some of that here in a minute. And then they also have where they can print statements and everything. Since we're tied directly in with the collector, they can actually add somebody on and print a statement to the collector's office right from here, which is also nice. They can click on paid and look at the paid history on the account. It'll show the pages paid and the amount in case they have a question about doing an abatement. So
that's pretty handy for the assessor's office. I think they have that history.
Did you say you could tell if it was paid or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you click on this paid up here, it'll show if it's paid and it'll tell the date paid and the amount. And what's also nice, it's all integrated. So when you do an add-on personal property, it'll automatically post it to the website so they can pay online and do all that stuff. It's all tied together.
When you do an add-on, does it obtain the actual, once the taxpayer has one number, do they retain that number all the way through?
It depends on the county. Some of them do. Some of them, we have an extra number on the end of the account number. It's called a split number, and that tracks how many abatements they do on that particular account. So it depends on how the county does it. I think they actually just create a new account, take the old one out. But a lot of places use that same number. That way, for the collector's office, you can track delinquents a lot easier with that split number on there.
And I believe up there they have the same account number year after year, right? Basically, so you can tie it back to previous years.
And then it's all web-based, so you can open as many tabs as you want of the application. As many many users as you want on the system. And then they got all their personal property reports. They have they can run almost anything you need to run on this system.
So you have customizable reports, but these are just canned reports you guys have come up with?
Yeah, they have access to the database. They can run their own reports if they need to. But yeah, these are actually reports that, I mean, they'll cover pretty much everything that the county needs. There's a few extra things, but I mean, it covers, it's got leased vehicles, it does reciprocity for them, it does all their business personal. So they can do all their business personal right from here. All they have to do is change the mode and enter in all their business personal. It does all their class schedule stuff, takes care of everything. It's got all the built-in maintenance tables for it, and they can go in and maintain them all. And this is where they can auto-assess the online forms. So if 10 people file today, she can pick when she wants to automatically assess them online, which is really nice. The personal property online filings, you can actually go in here and it'll show by date, you know, when someone filed. So there's the first day. And it actually, I think they had over the very first day that people got their assessment sheets at 162 file online. And then you can pull up the report on it right from here, or you can actually pull up the assessment sheet from here. And what it does on the online filings, it'll actually put a bubble on there and show what they filed online. And they keep bins there too. Some places don't, some places do, but they have an option where they can enter the bins in as well. And now on the scanning system I was talking about, how to automatically assess certain batches, it'll automatically assess the assessment sheet if that box is marked or whatever. And then they can go in and look at certain batches if they want to. So if they want to look at a certain batch, they can pull it up and look at it. And then it'll show out there, over here it shows what kind of form type it was, same as last year, so it automatically assessed that batch right there, all 50 of those sheets. They usually run 50 sheets at a time.
Per batch?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can go in and review them any time, which is really valuable. And it's got options where you can run like bad sheets. If it misreads the barcode, they can run the bad option and it'll show them all the accounts that didn't match the database on the barcode. That way they can go in and it'll show them what page number it's in, what batch it's in, so they can pull that sheet out.
And that's really a handy feature. A lot of vendors don't offer that, but it's hard to go back and find where a particular record isn't without that, you know, what batch it's in and where it's at. That's one of the things that we put in there. It's a pretty nice feature.
And then they also have the ability to... personal property, it keeps track of everything, so they can go in at any time and look at, this is kind of an overview for all the users. If you want to go down to the detail, there's actually, everything's user driven, so they can lock out certain users at certain reports or certain functions of the system. And then assessments return, they can click on that and it'll actually show. It pulled that quick. It went out there and grabbed the user and showed how many assessment sheets that they filed this year.
Well, we're running live here right over the internet. That's pretty quick to go through the whole database and come up with that.
So that's kind of a nice feature. They have evaluation. I mean, they can run about anything here. They do other BOEs. They can run that out. And we keep track of the books out there too, which is nice. So if you want to look at the 2009 extended book, you can just pull it up, and if you want to look at it, so you can look at the totals by city. We save them all out there in PDFs, so they can pull them up and look at them anytime, or email them to the state if the state needs another copy of them. So that's their personal property for 2009 for $372 million is their valuation. And it breaks out, this is a Form 11 total, so it'll break out all your categories down at the bottom. That's pretty much personal property. The online filing is nice, though. It what it does is it's got a PIN number. I don't know if you guys saw that on the assessment sheet here, but it actually generates a PIN number. Go to that menu here. It actually generates a PIN number, so you know just that person can file their sheet online. You don't have other people filing other people's accounts.
And we actually print these sheets on the fly, basically, and we do it for the whole county. We create a PDF, we send it off to a mailing service, and they use a PDF, basically, to send the sheets out. So that works out really well.
And the way the online works is when they put this PIN number in, it pulls up what they had last year. And if it's the same, all they do is click one button, and it emails them, you know, the report, and then it sends it over to the system, and then she can automatically assess them whenever she wants to. So it saved them a lot of time this year. We also do business personal online, which businesses can go in and add or delete items or whatever they need to do. And then it comes back into the system and automatically values everything. And I'll jump over here to real estate. This is their real estate screen. The query mode works the same way. You can do it. As soon as you start typing in, it'll do your drop down for you. And then it'll show your legal description too and the parcel number. So you can click on that and it'll pull that record up. And then what's nice about this drop down here, it highlights the parcel that you're looking at in white, and then it shows all the other parcels around that parcel. So if you want to look at, you know,
physically around that parcel, you're saying?
What's that?
Physically around that parcel, you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and if you want to look at that parcel, you just click on it and it pulls it up for you. And then if you want to go forward or back a parcel, that's what that's for. And then that shows you that there's a photo attached to it. So I'll pull that photo up. It's got previous owners. You can look at previous owners on the property if there are any. There's not on that one. I'll show you the data was changed on the system, what the previous owner was. They've also got a previous value screen. You can pull that up, and it'll show the previous values on that record, which is pretty handy. You don't have to go through the records in a year at a time. This one's also got a scanned MPRC card, so they can click on that PRC at the top, and it'll actually open up the image of that card.
Yeah, they went back and scanned in all their PRCs. They wanted to have the original PRCs on the system, so that was quite a job, but they've got all their PRCs out there now, the originals.
So we got a scanning module where they can scan all that stuff in. And they can attach documents too. So if they're in on a particular parcel, they can just click that. And if they have a scanner at their desk, they can scan in all the documents they want to that parcel.
Now, and they can have individual scanners at each desk. Some of them have one scanner, but you can have a scanner at each desk if you want to. Some of the software just has one big scanner.
And the assessment sheets work the same way. You can have scanners at multiple stations, and they can all be scanning in at one time. Property report is pretty much a nice report. Sometimes they email these to certain agencies and stuff. But this will show the structures and everything on it. It shows you the appraised values, assessed values, and all that good stuff. They can recalculate a parcel if they need to right here. If they want to generate a PRC, they can generate the PRC. And every report, everything that comes up the system is a PDF.
You type in the property description of the property when you take out the deed. That's going to come over to the collector. I just saw a field. I may not be seeing well, but where do they type in the property description?
The legal description. Legal. Legal.
Yeah. Right there. Here.
That whole box.
Oh, you got more. It'll just keep going right now.
Yeah, it'll just keep scrolling if it overflows.
Kind of to infinity basically.
How did, like, they probably have more room than what you would print on the tax bill.
Correct.
Does it determine how much will fit to give a good legal description on to come across?
No, usually we'll truncate the legal description if we have to.
For the tax bill, we get as much as we can on there, which is quite a bit.
So, yeah, and that just means that there's a PRC image on there. So let me see if I can pull up one here that's got a...
And this is, they use Marshall Swift there as far as the costing method. So this is a Marshall Swift system here.
So this is basically the appraisal screen. I'll show the photo and sketch over here, and you can click on them if you want to, you know, if you want a blown up view. I'll show you there's one or two. They have an option here that I set up where once they have the PRC scanned in, they can crop out parts of the PRC image. So they cropped out the sketch and saved it to this structure on that one. This is pretty much how you put on a new structure. You select your structure, your type, your style, your quality, put your base area in, and then select your roofing and everything, and it'll come up and give you your grand total over here. And then you can put in your, this is where you can put in your exterior walls, you know, percentage that out, if it's part brick or part siding, part vinyl, or whatever. And then you can put your fireplaces in, it's all drop downs. So if you have multiple fireplaces, you just enter those in across. Garages and carports. That's pretty much it on real estate. Let me show you some of the reports and stuff that they use. We have this tied in with the clerk's office, which is kind of nice. So the assessor's office, and there's all their local, you know, railroads and utilities and stuff, and it goes right into the clerk's database. And then they can generate statements and everything off that, and the collector can collect all the taxes from the local assess and state assess stuff. I got waivers on personal property. I got a waiver program where you can put in your waiver information and generate a waiver. Photo upload program. We have it set up where you can set. Which this is kind of nice because the check boxes are what shows up on the website. So only the items that are checked are the ones that get pushed to the website. They have some interior photos and some other photos that they don't want to include on the website. They didn't want to include the scan sketch here, so it's not checked. So anything that's checked will get published to the website every night. And this is pretty easy for all the data collectors to come in and use. They can just throw their photos on there, pull up a parcel, and throw all their photos and everything on there pretty quickly. And then they got all their maintenance tables for personal property and real estate, so they can go in and change their FF&E tables or farm vehicle class schedule. She has minimum values on vehicles and online vehicle maintenance. So she can go in and this is for the online stuff. So the state book goes back to 88, or state book goes back to 89 for 2009. Goes back 20 years, I guess. And then anything prior to that, she set up this table that'll catch everything. So anything from autos that are from 1900 to 1989, it puts that amount on them. So she went in and customized this table to set up everything that falls in personal property that can't be assessed by the book. It comes out to this table and uses the values from this table.
And that's what's nice on the online filing. It actually uses the state book, so they do the drop downs. They can't really just start putting anything in there. It goes through, you take them through each category.
And they also have where they can do mass name, address, or attention changes on personal property or real estate, like on big lease companies for personal property. They can use that and go through and do mass address and name changes. And then this is kind of nice. Most of this stuff's custom. I set up for them, but they actually get a cut from the MLS. They get a cut from the MLS nightly, so I'm able to go out and actually match the MLS address up and the sales price, and it'll pull in the appraised price for that parcel number. So what it'll do, it goes right into your sales file, so you can run all your sales, maintenance, and everything you need to on that.
That's pretty nice for the market study.
If you've got cooperative MLS.
Right. And that really works well up there.
You said something, I wasn't sure if I caught it. When you said Matt's address change, was you speaking for, like, in real estate, if you've got a customer that has maybe 30... could be more than that, 50 parcels, and they want to change their address to, was you meaning that you could go in and change the address on one and it would change it on all the others?
Yeah. What it does is it goes out, you put your name in, it matches all the addresses that are associated with that name, and then you can go in and change the address on all those affected parcels. And they're really using that up in the collector's office at Platte County right now because they're getting a lot of return mail in. So she's able to go through and, you know, pull up a personal record or a real estate record and do a mass change on all the records that are affected by that address.
Does that change the assessor address?
Yes.
So they wouldn't have to?
Yes.
Or vice versa?
Yeah, because it's all in the same database, so it changes all that stuff. Yeah. And that saves them a lot of time, and, you know, because you get most of the return mail you get in the collector's office, so instead of, you know, sending it down to the assessor's office for them to do the address changes, they can just do them right there.
Okay.
The state vehicle lookup is kind of nice. They can go in and, what's going on with the internet connection here? But they can go in on the state vehicle lookup, they can go in and pull up a certain vehicle and actually, if that vehicle's, say the value was wrong on it, but they've already assessed 50 or 60 records, they can make that value change and tell it to go out and update all the records that are affected by that value change, and it goes up to the database and changes all those.
You know, one thing that's nice, too, is printing your books. I mean, as far as the unextended book, how long does it take to actually put that in a PDF format for about around 50,000 parcels, Kyle?
It doesn't take a few seconds.
Probably a few seconds to do the book. And with Equitech, they'd had to go in and do an extension type thing. They had to have everybody out. It took them 2 or 3 days before they can print their book. With this, they can do it in a matter of seconds. They can go print a book at any time in a PDF format.
I think that's pretty much the highlights on real estate and personal. So I don't bore you guys too much.
Do you have a sketch program?
Yeah, we do.
And did it try to take your Marshall Swift values and into the adjusted value of your base area? I mean, it calculates everything.
Right, yeah, it keeps track of all the areas. We use Apex, I don't know if you're familiar with Apex, but yeah, that's what we use.
You also have a Honeycutt base system as well?
Yeah, and that's what this is here. It's at Henry County.
So the nice thing about it, if you decided to go Honeycutt initially, we could do that and then transition into Marshall Swift. You know, it wouldn't have to be and we could convert your data over so you wouldn't have to key it all in or re-key it or whatever.
And then they can, add status to the sales file, print index cards, they can move structures. So if they pull up one structure, or if they pull up one parcel, they can move structures to another one if there are structures on it, and it moves the photos and sketches and everything with it. So if there's a split or a combine or something.
You're doing Platte County. Did they have a sketch program as part of their package before you were up there?
No, they use Apex.
How long did it take? Okay. How long did it take them to convert data from their old PRCs over to them? Did you do that part for them?
Yes, we converted their data over. Okay. And basically, you're talking about the data like they enter off of the PRC.
Right,
correct?
They didn't have sketches, so they had to.
Right, but yeah, we actually converted all that data for them. It probably. Well, we did it probably in about a week's time, so to speak. But, it took 2 or 3 weeks to get it all set up and programmed and to run it through. But when we actually did it, we just said it was a cutoff. We converted it, and they were up like the next day or two. We killed everything until we were ready to convert it.
The nice thing about it is when we did their system, a lot of vendors don't do this. We actually balanced to the penny everything they had because a lot of vendors will just roll over, and there it is. And then you're going to have problems down the road. Yeah. We actually went in there when we rolled everything over and got all their delinquent totals and made sure everything came across right. And we actually found a bunch of errors when we rolled all that stuff over. And we're able to
it wasn't balancing, and they didn't know it
their data
on their old system.
That was messed up. So.
But, yeah, we got everything in balance for them, got everything checked out, and they're real happy with it.
Yeah, this is what the appraisal screen looks like for Honeycutt. This is at Henry County. It's got your main structure information over here, then your extra features, and does your calculations over here on the side. And it'll show your photos, and if there's some sketches, it'll show your sketch over there. And it also, you can attach structures, or you can, this one has, all these structures on it, so they can just click on a particular structure and pull up that structure number. And then they can attach, scan the documents right to the structure right from this point in the program. So if they need to attach some to the structure, they said attach document down there, and they can attach it right to the structure. And the same thing on real estate, on the main parcel, they can attach documents to the main parcel right from here as well. And then it's got, the land screens, and it has all the depth factors and all that stuff in it. And it's got all your soil grades for your ag land. And it's got previous values, property reports.
Everything is in PDF again. That property report's real handy because it's got, you can create that and shoot that off to somebody like a realtor or whatever.
It's got your deed booking page and date acquired on there, and then it'll show you all your structures. It gives you some basic information on the structures.
That system you set up for Glory at Newton County for the abstract companies, actually, they can do a subscription deal and all kinds of stuff. He keeps track of how many lookups they've got and all. He customized it for her. She's really, really happy with it and everything. Works real good for her.
And at the end of the month, they automatically get an email with the bill, showing how much they owe as far as the lookups. We keep track of the number of lookups. She charged them so much a lookup. And so it automatically emails that right out to them at the end of the month. She doesn't have to mess with it.
And then they keep track of, they have the scan photos there too, so they have a scanning module where they can scan in old photos if they need to off of a PRC card. They can do that. And then on the attached photos, you have primary photos. So if you have 7 or 8 photos out there, you can set a primary one. So on all your reports and everything, it'll show that photo on all your reports or PRC cards.
And usually we keep track of the sketches and the photos by the structure. I don't know, some of them do it for the parcel, but I don't know how you all do it. But yeah, it's best. We've had some of them do it by the parcel, but this way we set up, we do it by structure. So, and you can have several revisions on one structure.
Yeah, when you're on the real estate screen, if you open up the pictures, it'll show you the structure down at the bottom, what structure and what revision it is.
I'm going to ask you a question back. We'll change the subject back to Form 11. It's like we have the data that goes in those fields. Do you actually have a Form 11 or 11A that prints from your database or from your table?
Yeah, I can show you the Form 11.
What it does is it actually stores those in PDFs so they can keep them out there for as many years as they want to. So if they ever want to go back and look what the Form 11 was, it keeps a history of all that stuff out there. Well, what we also do at some of the places is scan their books in for them, too. A lot of places, instead of printing that hard copy of a whole book on a bunch of paper, we actually put that in an image out there, and they can actually have a program where they can type a name or an account number, and it goes right to that page in the book, and it keeps a history of all their books out there. That way it keeps them from printing all that paper, and they can send those off and have them microfilmed or whatever they need to do with them. So.
Is that accessible by all three offices?
Yes. Yes. We can set that up on the machine so you can access those books.
And then this is a deed I pulled up here. I went into the sales history screen. And you can actually, they have our recorder software at this county, so they can hit get image and it'll actually pull up the deed.
That's really a nice feature. Look at the deed from the assessor's office.
Deed there.
Do you counties that don't use the recorder package, do they have a title plant software or something that pulls that over? Or how does the assessor's office get there?
We can. It just depends on how the county wants it, wants it set up.
Right.
Because what this is doing, this is we just got a link to the database that shows us where the TIF image is, and it's converting the TIF to a PDF on the fly and displaying it. That way they can, do whatever they want to with it since it's a PDF.
How the BOE would work once the assessors turned his books over to the clerk?
Do you
want to
talk about
it? Yeah, basically once that's turned over, there's a flag that's set in the system, so any changes that are made after that book is printed, it keeps track of it, and you print it out by name or by parcel number or account number, and it prints all the totals and the accounts that have been changed during that period of time.
And you have a window for the clerk, or what?
What we do is we set like a button up like this, and then you would click on like it say BOE report 2007 or whatever year it is. You click on that, and it pulled that report up on the screen right there. You can print it out or look at it or email it, or everything's PDF driven, so you can either email it or print it. Or and the nice thing too, you can save it to your hard drive if you wanted to on your computer there at your station too, if you wanted to, as an icon or whatever on your computer if you wanted to too.
Where do you go to change
it? You go into the real estate screen.
So the clerk goes into the real estate chain, the screen makes the changes, and then I can create a PDF copy there that can be accessed by the assessor, the collector, and myself.
Yeah, exactly. And what we do, as soon as that change is made, like at Henry County, we just put this in, but as soon as that change is made, as on abatement process right now, that statement prints down in the collector's office, the court order prints right there, and everything is just, it's just all customized. I mean, it does everything all at one time. So they don't have to pull that up in the collector's office and print a statement and then go print a court order. It just all, as soon as that change is made, they hit a button and all that stuff prints.
And that's what's nice. See, we've worked with all three offices. We know how it's supposed to function. So the software is set up automatically to work for the assessor, the collector, and the clerk. You don't have to have two or three different vendors trying to put this all together.
Do you have counties where you are not the vendor for all three?
Yes. We've had some that, when we went in there, they already had an appraisal system, basically, and they wanted to stay with it. So, but it's not near as streamlined as the other ones that are, where it's all in one database.
I'm not sure about the collector or the assessor, but it would really be nice for me if all three were all connected. Or our system was integrated.
Nice thing about it is you don't have to worry about downloading information and if something doesn't get transferred right, then whose fault is it and all that sort of thing shared. And you just have to enter things one time and it's done.
And I've done conversions where there was two different vendors, you know, one in the assessor and one in the collector. And invariably they've got different figures. They shouldn't, but they do. So then you've got to go through there and find out which ones are right. Is this value right over here? Is that value right? And get everything balanced and then get it all in one database.
Yeah, he could.
So then it does it roll over and you create a new
year file for 2010, a workbook so that they can start working on their 2010, but they can always go back and look, you know, to see what it was valued for in 2009 if they ever needed to.
So then if we were to make a change through DOE, is that going to go and change his 2010?
No, not necessarily, unless you wanted it to work that way. No, it would not change it because it's a separate, it'll be a separate workbook.
I don't know if James would want it, but I think he'd win on it. After a reassessment year, right? You'd want 2010s to be the same as 2009s, perhaps. It might be easier in him.
Yeah, it usually what it does is whenever that cutoff is and we set the new year up, what we do is back all that 2009 stuff up and roll that over into 2010 so that they're ready. And it's an identical picture of what the 09 is at that time.
Yeah, I know right now what we do is giving copies, paper copies of everything. And his staff updates his system.
We store a lot of stuff, you know, try to do a lot of stuff where you don't have to create paper anymore, you know, because paper was such a, you know, you have books sitting around in corners and stuff like that. We have got it where it's all computerized and you can store stuff on the computer.
So. Yeah, well, the counties that we put the book out on a hard drive, so to speak, really like that because it's pretty much paperless at that point. And it's just like you're sitting there thumbing through the book because you can put somebody's name in or parcel number, and it goes right to that page in the book. It looks just like the book. It'll have the total page totals and then the grand total, and it's just like you've got the book right there, and you can go right through it.
We've got that down. They burn the CDs
of it. Right.
But it would be nice to go completely
paperless. Well, of course, we can't, in our office, with permanent documentation, we can't be, but you can use the computer, but we've got to have a hard copy on paper for the permanent file.
You can put it on the microfilm, and then you wouldn't have to.
Oh, microfilm, but we don't have machinery.
And what a lot of them do to address that, like, you know, Wayne Scharnhorst, what he does, basically he keeps that out on a hard drive. He burns the CD and sends it to a microfilm company, and they store the microfilm. But then he doesn't ever print a book. He just goes in and looks at it on the computer.
Mm-hmm. You can do that. Right. Microfilm the only way.
Right. So that works out well. I mean, they don't have to print the book.
And instead of online, we have the where they can pay their tax statements online, the customers can. So we've got, I think, about 10 counties right now that where they can go in at night and pay their taxes online, so with either e-check or credit card. So it's fully integrated, too. So, like, if they pay, if you have 15 people pay today, as soon as Sheila came in the next day, she'd have 15 tax receipts there and a report showing who had paid the night before. And then what it does at midnight is it automatically uploads that to the underground server so they can't pay those records again the next day. It automatically does all that seamlessly for them so that it runs scripts at night and does all that stuff so they never have to.
Yeah, we're the only vendor that offers that in the state. In other words, other vendors that have the online payment have to use a third party. But we actually wrote the software where it's integrated into ours. So like Brett says, you come in the morning, everything's posted. You don't have to handle anything again. It's posted, the receipts print, and everything.
We're doing that now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But we're the only ones that do that as far as the vendor, you know.
So how long do you estimate to, if you were to get awarded the contract, how long would it take you to get the collectors, the assessors, and my data all put into your system and up and running?
What we'd have to do is come down and look at your data, to be honest. I've done this for several years, but we'd have to sit down with each office and see what's in each database, and then we could give you an idea. Right now, I couldn't say, you know, until I really study your systems and look what's out there, and we'd figure out some kind of a plan as to how we were going to convert it, at what point we were going to do what, set up an implementation schedule.
There at Platte County, they had Equitech in there, and I think you said we converted it about a week, and, of course, the data was, you know, kind of messed up. We were able to kick out reports, and they got their, a lot of their stuff cleaned up that was messed up and stuff.
And we kind of did it in phases, like we did the personal property, then we did the real estate with the appraisal information, and, you know, kind of did it that way.
And how long did it take you to Platte County?
I'd have to look, to be honest, because, you know, we did all the work basically in the office, and like I said, when we got it done, then we took it there and installed it. But I'd say probably, you know, for the CAMA, the personal, the real estate, I'd say anywhere from 3 weeks to probably about 3 weeks out, I'd say, to get it all converted and balanced.
That's a lot better than a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They couldn't wait a couple of years. There was no way.
They had tried to go to Equitech from Greenhouse Software, and Equitech just never could get it all. And so you probably had to deal with two other.
Well, what happened there, actually, Equitech did get it done. And we did convert Equitech in the collector's office and the assessor's office. So we did. They did.
They never get it balanced.
They never balanced.
They never balanced, yeah. But they did get it converted. I don't know if they've ever balanced, but they got it converted. But then we went in there and converted and got it balanced.
Yeah, the assessor was pretty shocked when we, you know, tried to balance back to their unextended book, because she said that they've never done that. They've been through conversions before, but never.
And so we're going to do, if we do get this, will we roll this over, we're going to verify that everything's correct. You're not just going to get something dumped on you and say, here's what you're dealing with. We're going to balance it and get it to the point where it's right.
But so. What I'd recommend, if you're really interested in this software, would be to go to Platte County, because they're a first-class county like you are. And this has been in place for 3 years, so it's not, you wouldn't be a guinea pig. I mean, we know the software works. You go there and visit with them and see how they like the product, because I know they're very pleased with it. If you have maintenance and it's something wrong with our programs, we fix that at no charge. Now, if you want to add a lot to your program, then there probably would be a programming charge. You start adding a lot of features to it. But, you know, like if there is an issue with it, we fix it, you know.
So your stuff is all web-based at the mountain. So the counties do not house the stuff on their own servers?
They do there at Platte County. It's just run on the internet, but you can have it outside.
That would be up to you, however you want to set it up. But they like to have a server in house.
We back everything up at the mountain.
Right.
So we have
and that's basically what they do. They do everything at the county, and then we back it up at night.
And does the county retain full ownership of all data?
Yes, the data is the county's. The programs are ours, proprietary, but the data is yours. And we get, you wouldn't believe the calls we get from people wanting data from a county. And, of course, we always contact the county before we release it. I know there's been some vendors that go ahead and give the data out, but we treat that data like it's our data. We don't want anybody out there getting the data. Because, you know, they can create mailing lists. They can do all kinds of crazy things with it, you know. And they'll drive you crazy trying to get the data.
But the county wants to figure that out first and run our own data.
Right.
How about interface to GIS? I guess Platte County has a GIS system in there.
Yeah.
They have in-house, and then we've interfaced like to Midland, and, you know, whoever your vendor would be, third party, it's not that big a thing.
Everybody's in Florence and ODBC
connections.
Yeah, ODBC connections, it.
And we even set up something special at Platte to do their splits and stuff. And if they do splits, it writes it out to a separate table, and then they can load that in and push it into the database whenever they want to.
Did they do their splits after it's recording?
I don't know what point they do this was. I'm not sure.
That's something we could check with them on it. You know, just kind of depends on the county how they.
Can you do the splits what's in the system, so it's how you do a split?
Pretty much all you do to do a split. Let me think what would be the easiest way. Most of the time they do a split, do they move the structures?
Yeah, they can move the structures to it. What they do is they create a parcel and then they can move the structures from that existing parcel to another parcel.
So that's what's nice about the move structure function. They can pull up they usually put on the new parcel and then they can do the move structure function and move it from the
existing. They can pick which ones they want to move, or you know, some of them would move all of them, but you know, move which ones they want to move to that particular parcel if they wanted to move it.
And some of the systems will recalculate those parcels automatically once they split them. And sometimes the county likes where they can go and actually recalculate certain ones.
And we've got recalculation programs, like if your index changed or you had changes in your tables, it'd do a mass recalculation so you wouldn't have to go through there and change every single parcel. It just would redo everything for you.
And that's a nice thing about Marshall Swift. You don't have an index for the State Tax Commission. You don't have to worry about that. There's no index, so to speak.
You can run the appreciation study, your index study driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a market study program that can go in and do all that. I don't know, do you have that up there, Kyle, or can we get it?
I probably do. It seems like their internet's running kind of slow.
Is it? And they've got construction work in progress. I keep track of all the construction work, which is nice. That's that CWIP on real estate and personal. I don't know if you have that, but it tracks all the construction work in progress for the county.
Yeah, we have the market appreciation land staying ratio study. We don't have the index study there because
they don't have an index.
Yeah, market.
So
I don't know how the tax commission likes that, but
and they can run stuff out by certain neighborhood codes. They have neighborhood codes that are on every record. I don't know if you guys carry neighborhood codes here or not. Mm-hmm. But they can run out, you know, by certain neighborhood codes if they want to. They can do summaries by depreciation group or year bill. The index, or I guess it's the market appreciation. Yeah, you can run it by neighborhood code too. They can run it, you know, run their quality codes out. If they want to run, you know, just good homes out, they can run just good homes out. And then the ratio study. And then you got your land study. And you can pick all your land types. You can run front footage, acres, or site value.
What's nice, you can actually pull up photos and sketches inside of this while you're in your market study. That's not kind of nice. I don't know if a lot of vendors offer that, but you can actually, you pull it up in market study, so I'd like to see the structures and click on it. It'll pull a photo up.
So there's a range of...
You manually enter your sketches, I guess.
I'm sorry, what?
You manually enter your sketches.
Yeah.
We would have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we...
They usually goes pretty quick once they get the hang of Apex. Over there at Newton County, I think they've had it for close to 2 years now, and I think they've got about 20,000 sketches in them.
No.
So, I mean, it goes pretty quick once they get onto it.
And you can scan in the original card with the original sketch, though, too. So you'd have that as a basis. So you could scan your PRC, and it would actually have the hand-drawn sketch on there. And then you could actually go in and start doing your sketches if you wanted to by hand.
And then it pushes all that stuff over to the website at night. So, you know, whenever they go in to look at new parcels, they'll have their photos and sketches out there. And she had me, it automatically watermarks them too. She had me do that. So when we go and pull it up, you can't copy their photos and get them in reports.
Yeah, that was nice, that watermark we put on there.
And then this is the ratio study program. It'll pull up and show you each parcel at a time. It shows you the photo, and if there's a sketch on there, it'll show you the sketch with it too.
And that's where you've got it on there where you can block certain photos or sketches from going to the website with that button if you didn't want to show them.
And we do have the state assessed and local utilities, railroad and utilities too, which ties in. We print the statements or, you know, do all that too, and the abstracting, and we do all that for the clerk and collector.
Levy rolls and all that are already built in.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, do you have any books or training, what you have that goes with the product?
Usually we spend a lot of time individual training, so we'll come down, and this is pretty self-explanatory once you get into it, but usually we come down and spend quite a bit of time on training, and you can actually, you know, we're connected over the internet too. If something would come up, we can pull your records up and look at them. And we do have, at some places we have manuals. It kind of depends on the needs of the customer. Some of them say they like to have something, some of them, you know, they really don't care. But we do have manuals at some places on some of the software.
And do you guys have master tax codes? Or is there an insert tax code on that for collecting an ambulance? School, road, fire, and city.
All master tax code?
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's really handy. I mean.
Yeah, the, up there at Platte County, they didn't have master tax codes on some of their stuff. They're getting people in the wrong district on things.
How many cars did Platte County quote?
I think 45,000 maybe.
And cost to convert it?
Well,
oh, the conversion cost? I'd have to look. It's been 3 years ago. I can get you a figure on it, though, what it's done.
Your pricing would include the conversion and balancing?
Well, basically, I do the conversion separate because I don't know what I'm going to get into. So it's usually a time and materials thing on those conversions because, I mean, there's some crazy things you wouldn't believe that you run into on that. And but I can give you kind of an idea. I know what we charge them on conversion. I can give you a rough cost on it.
Program. I'm sorry, you may have already said earlier.
No, I haven't. Usually what we do, it depends, because we have all the modules, it depends on what you want to do, and I usually come and visit with each office to make sure what each office wants to do and what it's going to give you a good price. And you know, we can give you kind of a ballpark price, but I really need to visit with each office to see their needs. Like you may decide not to do business personal online, or you may want to do it, or you may not want to do personal online filing. So depends on what you want to do in your office. Some of them don't want to do photos and sketches right away. So it just kind of depends. We try to tailor it to each office individually so we don't overprice something they may not use, you know. So basically we come and visit with the office holders and determine a ballpark price for it. And, you know, usually you have a bid opening, so, you know, you have to, we can't give you a firm price because you put it out in bid, you know what I'm saying. But we can give you a ballpark on it.
Personal.
Probably not. Real, you know, you've got your structures and your all your information. Personal's probably, you know, the vehicles, it's kind of tricky. Depends on how good your data is. But it doesn't take as long as the real estate.
Yeah, but I mean, in the real, we'll be doing sketching and the time-consuming type of enforcement anyhow.
Right. But basically, we would convert just the data itself, like your structure information and tax information, that type of stuff. We wouldn't be doing the sketches or the photos. Well, the photos, we could actually pull those over if you got them in the right format. I mean, that wouldn't be a big deal.
How are your photos? Do they TIFFs right now? Or
TIFFs and they're linked to the parcel number.
That'd be easy to do. But yeah, we could do the photos and the data. And on the personal, see, we'd just do the vehicles and the data, you know. So usually the real estate takes a little longer.
How do your system handle TIFFs and CIDs?
There's the TIF man right there.
Yeah, they're at Platte County. They've got 28 mid districts and 3 TIF districts right now. There. So.
And everybody seems to be a little different on that, don't they?
Yeah, they've got more districts at this county than I've ever seen before. They've got over 100 and some districts at Platte County. So, quite a few. And the TIF programming I just set up for. I did it for Howe County not too long ago. It's pretty in depth. I'm not for some of the counties that I worked with on the TIF. I'm not for sure if they're calculating quite like it needs to be, but this has got the new calculations in it where it tracks it the right way.
It seems like everybody has their own idea how the TIF is supposed to work. That's what we ran into. And
Howe made agreements on theirs, and theirs is different than most of them. They made agreements between the schools and everything.
Right. And the way Wayne does it at Hal, I mean, he really gets down to the nuts and bolts, and we're sure that one is the way it should be. But like Brett said, there's some of them I don't think they're really tracking it right, but we set it up the way they want it to be set up. But how many TIF districts do you have?
4.
You have any CIDs or SID?
Three.
3, okay. You have any NIDs? Neighborhood?
Last one's part of last year.
That drainage there too.
If the assessor's going to mark a parcel exempt, whoever's authorized in, to do that on real estate, then if they're working on like 2010 and they enter their information there and you want the books, but it's after the books is closed for the 09 file, can it differentiate to bring it over for 09 with the correct information without having it marked deleted? I mean, it, go ahead and it extends it over now, but it marks it for the title and everything. It's giving it deleted and when it's actually not for 09. How do you have a way of controlling that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, they're working on 2010 now, everything they do.
Right.
And, but they start working on
we're going to start 2000, basically, right now. 2010 in the 2009 just wasn't up to your retail operate. So do you have the ability to allow me to work 3 years without some...
Yeah, if you chose to do that, yes.
Yeah, we do that at some places. Kind of depends on what they want to do. You didn't show them some of that on the personal, like the delete next year and some of that. That's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah, they have a delete next year function. For one, I rolled over the next year, the delete next year's mark, and I'll pull it over into the new year. And there's delete second mail out, too. They don't get a second mail out if it's marked.
So there's a lot of functions we probably didn't go over because, you know, kind of a time constraint.
And it scans all the assessment sheets in and stores those with the account. So you, whenever they come in, you scan through the scanner and you hit the button and pull up the assessment sheet. Right there that they filed. I'll set up and crop out certain stuff on the sheet. He's got cropping functions built in to that stuff.
I was wondering, does the
what's left? What's next? Anything else?
I think they're pretty well covered. Although I would like to see that per parcel a dollar something.
Okay.
You know, maybe per assessment file, per parcel file, how much dollar wise we're looking at as conversion. And I mean, if you convert 41,000 parcels to 45,000 parcels, it's still a lot of calculate out to
us. We could do that, yeah.
That way we know more about what we're doing.
Right.
Yeah, you would just be, you know, however long it took. You wouldn't necessarily, if you had five parcels or 50,000 parcels, just however long it took. You know, I mean, it's not on a per parcel deal, so you're not going to be charged, you know, X amount of dollars per parcel. It would just be not matter.
You know basically what it took you to put flat in. If
correct.
5,000 parcels.
Correct. And I can kind of give you a cost on that.
And I know that's been 3 years ago and things may be up now, but we should be able to relate to the commission.
Pretty much what the cost would be.
Based on
that'd be a ball.
$6,000.
Yeah, it'd be a ballpark type
thing. Right. And the same thing on personal, I would think.
But I can get with you probably, if you want to get some cost figures, go with you and each office kind of go over what, you know, we think that your needs are and kind of put the cost on what we think the software would run for your office. That's probably the best thing to do.
Yeah.
We've converted a lot of different systems, you know, and they're all written in different languages and stuff.
Right,
so that's kind of what we specialize in, is converting all that stuff. That's one of the hardest things to do, is to get it converted properly. Yeah. Properly, yeah, that is a pretty strong line.
Well, Equitech's in a different, ours is in Access still, on the real estate equity. Change theirs over to another. What were they in?
Well, up there they were still in Access.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were right here.
And I guess the stuff you have, is it still in Access that Equitech wrote?
We've got a C4 in Access. We're running Access with their Access right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that was an issue up there to Access. It was just so slow on everything. And we couldn't believe it. The system would lock up and I mean, it was horrendous. And then they got on this, and, you know, everything's instantaneous. They said as far as pulling up scanned images, they said they wouldn't even pull them up on the computer because it took so long. They'd go to the filing cabinet and pull it up. Whereas on ours, it's just boom.
And this is one of the largest accounts up here on personal up the county. It's a $12 million valuation. And they can put all their client schedule business hardware, and then keep track of all their autos. And it breaks them out by type.
Yeah, they're at KCI. That's Hertz Rent-A-Car. And I mean, that's an unbelievable evaluation on one personal piece of property.
572 just autos on there.
How does your tax bill print on that?
It goes to the second page.
It has to.
All the vehicles on there. And it prints the little tag taking place in the Department of Revenue.
Yeah, she has a little kind of a card thing they can tear off and take to verify that, you know, they paid their taxes. It's pretty nice.
All the seals
and she also has it where they can actually go in and print their own receipt and print a statement over the internet once they pay it, which they really like that. So it'd be well worth the trip just to go up there and see the system because, like I said, it is a first-class county like you are.
And we take debit cards and credit cards, and it's all put into the hash tracking. It's not through a separate party.
Yeah, we take them at the counter, the debit and credit cards at the counter, so it works out well.
So as soon as it's approved, it prints out your receipt and your tax receipt.
So we do the counter plus the online and do all that.
The credit card processor, can you run that through?
What is it, CARC 32?
Yeah, CARC 32. He's linked one. And on the e-checks, we use another company. I can't remember what it
is. We use official payments.
Yeah.
And see, official payments actually has the, I guess, have written a software to, see, we actually do all that processing of the payments on the records. But as far as the credit card side of it, we use those, like the CARC 32 or whatever.
We do all the processing, but they are our credit card provider.
Oh, okay.
We do that here.
You get a fax report every morning and
what's your name? They're just credit card providers on the Air Force.
Do they check the link ones and everything on all the records?
Ours does just like what you said a while ago. That's our programmer's written to where it picks up the link file at like 12:30 something and puts it out there on the web and just kind of like what you said.
Okay. Does it, can they pay delinquents like do they pay another one that is another year delinquent?
No, it's on the same theory. It's written the same way my in-house program is the same. They have to pay the most delinquent first, or it red flags it.
That's good.
Yeah, there's some of them that don't do that.
Is it set up where they key in their amount that they owe, or do they just check it, you know? Like, do they key in the amount that they're paying on, or is it?
It puts the data there so they can see what they're paying. If it's a real estate, it gives just enough of a description and their name, and personal property, same thing, and they put an X by the box like they would in-house, and they mark every money they want to mark, and then it draws up and tells them what they're paying.
Yeah.
It gives them the total that tells them how much the fee is.
You post them back at 2 o'clock, and then we're down for about 5 minutes in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, that's why ours works, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I come in the morning, I get, like Gary said, the report of what's posted, and we balance that with what official payments sends me an email of how much they deposited in my account. With receipts. Sounds like kind of like what you've got.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions, or is that about it? Well, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it.
We're done at 2 o'clock.
Yes, Mark and now.
I'm sorry, what?
Linda, it was purchasing.
Yeah, but she's not here.
I know, but that's another one.
It's just purchasing.
Yeah.
So, again, IDA's a great. Tim Connell's boss.
I got to see the blasting.
Did you feel it?
You were out there playing, huh?
I didn't feel it. I didn't even feel it.
Did you not?
I stood right there where they said they're going to do some blasting. And you never did feel it. You say, well, when are we going to do it?
I don't think so.
I saw it.
Did it
heave?
Yeah, I didn't throw rocks
in there. In your receipts and statements will be PDFs too, so you can do
we glass it down here, that way it's something we create. Now, here's where that goes. We were talking about that down here at the judicial court.
Uh-huh.
About how well everything has been going. We all stepped down there, hit blue rocks over into the thing.
Really?
Across the highway.
Oh, my gosh.
Bragging about how it just, you know.
Heaves a little bit. That's funny.
Well, I mean, you
and they had one on Big Creek Road.
Yeah.
Dave Christman. Have you met Dave Christman?
I don't think so.